chilling new images just released of the Boston bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev, covered in blood as he was being arrested by police. CNN's Brian Todd has the behind-the-scenes photo for us. Brian, what is going on here? Why are these photos now being released?
Wolf, these photos are jarring. First, we have to say this. Incredible photos released by a sergeant with the Massachusetts State Police named Sean Murphy. He is a tactical photographer. He was infuriated by the release of the Rolling Stone cover, by the picture of Jahar Tsarnaev on the Rolling Stone cover. He felt it was disrespectful and an insult to law enforcement. So he, on his own, has released these pictures to Boston Magazine, and he's given at least a short interview and some quotes to Boston Magazine to accompany these pictures. You see them right here. These are images never seen before of the capture of Jahar Tsarnaev from that boat that was in the backyard of that house in Watertown, Massachusetts on April 19th, a night none of us will really ever forget. These are some pictures, again, never seen before of Jahar Tsarnaev's capture. Sergeant Murphy said that he wanted people to see this as the face of terrorism and not that Rolling Stone cover. A couple of quotes from him that he felt that this was insulting. Quote, I hope that people who see these images will know that this was real. It was as real as it gets. And he believes this is the better image of terrorism than that Rolling Stone cover, Wolf. Again, let's look at these pictures again. You see, in this one in particular, the laser scope paint of basically the targeting of Jahar Tsarnaev on his head. They've got the laser scope from their rifles on his head as he emerges from that boat. Very, very dramatic. You see him pulling his shirt up when they asked him to, you know, they asked him to do that to make sure he had no weapons on him. So he does that with the laser scopes on his head. There's a picture of him climbing out of the boat. You see him swinging his leg over the boat right there. There is another picture of him with a laser scope on it. That's a picture of them attending to, I believe, one of his feet after his capture. Again, very dramatic photos. And there's the one we were just referencing. Just as he's emerging, you see the scope right on his forehead. They were trained on him in case anything happened, and just incredibly dramatic.